This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Brazil Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in Brasilia today. Mr. Modi arrived in Brasilia last night on a state visit after attending the 17th BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister has said the Rio leg of his Brazil visit was very productive. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive deliberations at the BRICS summit. He complimented the Brazilian president and the Brazilian government for the work they have done through their BRICS presidency in making this platform even more effective. He added that his bilateral meetings with world leaders will also boost India's friendship with various nations. India's ambassador to Brazil, Dinesh Bhatia, said the two countries are expected to sign 4 agreements.
After the talks, we are hoping to sign 4 agreements or / MOUs between the two countries, namely on renewable energy, counter-terrorism, agricultural research cooperation between ICAR, which is Indian Council for Agricultural Research, and Embrapa of Brazil, and also exchange and mutual protection of confidential information.
On the final leg of his 5-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Windhoek in Namibia tomorrow at the invitation of Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. This will be the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to Namibia and the 3rd ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia, and is coming after a gap of 27 years. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said the Transport Department bears greater responsibility towards ecology and the environment, as 40% of the pollution in the country can be directly attributed to the transport sector. Addressing a gathering during the plantation drive under Ek Ped Marke Naam 2.0 along Faridabad Noida International Airport corridor, Mr. Gadkari said that Ek Ped Marke Naam is a dutiful initiative towards Mother Earth, and it is also a cultural and moral responsibility of the citizens. He also advocated for the use of bamboo, describing it as a multipurpose grass that can be used to manufacture a variety of products. In Bihar, the state government has decided to implement domicile policy for government jobs, which are reserved for women. Currently, the 35% reservation quota has been fixed in government jobs for female candidates. The decision to implement domicile policy for women was taken today in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar. Now, only female candidates who are residents of Bihar will be able to get the benefit of 35% reservation. Women who are outside Bihar will be considered as general candidates.
आज मंत्री परिषद में 43 एजेंडों पर निर्णय हुआ है. सबसे महत्वपूर्ण जो एजेंडा है वह बिहार में युवा आयोग का गठन करने के संबंध में है. इस आयोग के द्वारा युवाओं से संबंधित जितने कार्य हैं उसके बारे में विचार करेगी. दूसरा सामान्य प्रशासन से संबंधित एक बहुत महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय है, जिसमें बिहार राज्य के सभी सरकारी सेवा संवर्गों में सभी स्तर के एवं सभी प्रकार के पदों पर सीधी नियुक्ति में राज्य की मूल निवासी महिला अभ्यर्थियों को ही 35% क्षैतिज आरक्षण अनुमान्य होगा.
The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, predicted that the heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over the northwestern parts of the country and along the west coast during the next 4 days. According to IMD, heavy and extreme rainfall is expected over Madhya Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over West Bengal, Odisha and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. In the United States, the death toll from a devastating flood in central Texas rose past 100 as the chance of finding more survivors faded on the fourth day of search. The majority of those killed were in Kerr County, where 28 children have died at the Camp Mystic, a Christian all-girls summer camp. In archery, former world number one Deepika Kumari and Asian Games gold medalist Jyoti Surekha Venam will lead India's charge at the Archery World Cup Stage 4, which starts in Madrid, Spain from today. A 16-member Indian squad is participating in the tournament. And with that, we end this news bulletin.